Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 16th of July, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way to work this morning. It's horrible out there again. It's grey and it's spitting with rain, and it just does not feel like July at all. I'm not happy. Also not looking forward to another week at work. It's my long week this week, so I'm working Monday through Thursday, which I find tiring. I'm sure I've said before my ideal work week would be 3 days, not four. So four long days However, I'm quite chirpy because it's my last week in the office and then I've got 2 weeks off, yay! So my main holiday coming up for the year, so I'm excited about that. So I'm going to grit my teeth and get through the week and be ready to enjoy some time off with my family, which will be good. I had a good weekend this weekend. It was the kids' nursery summer fair on Saturday morning, and thankfully the rain held off for the morning, although they had they'd got gazebos and things up and they'd obviously planned it around the weather potentially not being very good. So, but yeah, that was fun. The usual, you know, assortment of stands to provide an excuse to give money to the nurseries. So it was always good. So Catherine came home with her face painted like a tiger and her nails painted bright pink and a temporary tattoo down one arm, and she had a whale of a time. And David, I think, was just about old enough to realise that things like that were happening and to think he should be joining in. So I noticed after Catherine had her face painting, she got off the big high stool that they were using for the kids to sit on. And there was a little tiny chair next to it, and David just wandered over and sat on the little tiny chair, and I wondered if he was edging to get his face painted too. But he's still a little bit little. I expect next year we'll give in and allow the face painting, but you know, for this year he's still a bit small. They did have a bouncy castle though, and both kids had an absolute whale of a time on that, thoroughly enjoyed themselves. So yeah, it was all good, it was all good. And the only sad bit really was as we arrived at nursery and got David out of his pushchair, he cried and cried and cried, and I couldn't work out if he thought it was because he thought we were going, you know, if he thought we were going to leave him there or something. I don't know what had upset him, but he was not a happy bunny. But he settled down quite quickly and then absolutely enjoyed it. So yeah, and then yesterday was just a quiet day at home doing the normal at home stuff, attempting to tidy the house and not having enough time to do as much tidying needs doing, so fighting the constant battle of what needs doing least. I think that's about it really. It's quite quiet at the moment. I'm trying to keep up with the blog and keep up with work and keep up with family. And I think I've said before, the working mother is a constant compromise. You can't do everything, and you certainly can't do anything to the level to which you would like to do it. You know, you can't do as much time at work as you'd like to. You can't do as much time running the house as you'd like to. It's all about compromise. So it's a constant challenge juggling everything. And it's a bit like spinning plates. There you go, there's a new allegory for you. You've got to try and keep all these plates spinning, and all you can do is walk down the line and give each one a little spin every now and again to just try and keep them all going. And at some point, you have a nasty feeling that one of those plates is going to drop, but you can't tell which one until it actually goes. But there you go. Right, okay, I'm going to stop talking now because I think I'm talking for the sake of talking. So I've given my update for today. Hopefully it won't be too bad a day at work, and I will talk to you all again really soon. Bye for now.